Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. I am so excited to be with all of you. Happy Monday and a happy almost new moon. I am very, very grateful that today is October the 20th, 2025. It is 12:03 p.m. here over on the Space Coast. In Central Florida. I am super excited to see all of you coming on in the room. For those of you listening, we are over on YouTube now, which we are live streaming on this autumn day. I am so excited. I just saw the puppies come on up on the screen, so we're happy to see that. I want to say good morning and good afternoon to all of you. I do have some new moon messages I'll be sharing with you in a few moments. I'm trying to think if there was anything else I wanted to go over with you, but I am definitely ready for new. I'm sure you are all as well. I know that for some reason, in the blink of an eye, that Libra cycle just flew. And I think as we get it later and later into the year, I can't believe how quickly it's going. I am very anxious to say hello to some of you and most of you, hopefully, in the chat room this morning. And Tyler, my godson, is here. He's my trooper. He is so fantastic. And I love you, Tyler. And I'm so happy to see you here with your dads and everyone else. Renee, hello. Terry Campbell's in the chat room. C.A. Brooks is with us today. Both, of course, one to listen astrologers. So nice that they're with us. Becky and Jean and Annika and Catherine, Tara, hi, Kat, Renee, Laura, somewhere I saw Maureen running around, and I want to say good morning to you as well, my Jersey girl. I also want to say, you could tell the temperature. Terry, where are you? The temps are lighter here in Florida, so you know what happens when the temps come down. I start getting a little more energetic, so it's a little, you could definitely tell, believe me. I am grateful for that as well, because we are getting a little tiny hint of autumn, and we love that. I am super anxious to come on in and talk to some of you, but first, I wanted to share some. I sat down about an hour ago and started thinking about velvet. And of course, it's the autumn, and I was thinking about the Libra moon, and I was also thinking about some of the beauty and the luxury that we bring into our lives and all of the amazing Libra people that I know. And yes, we're kind of celebrating on the way out more so than on the way in. But nevertheless, like I said, in the blink of an eye, it just went by that quickly. I do feel, though, there was so much going on and there's so much to absorb. You're still in the 90s. Oh no, we're out of that realm over here. I'm so grateful. I'm glad for you too that Terry's south of us, so we haven't seen 90s in a bit now. So I love that we're in the 80s and in the morning in the 60s. It's so great. And so you'll be right behind us, I'm sure. It feels really good to get some energy back and move about. And you could tell that, you know, as an intuitive, and for all of you with the amazing gifts that you carry from within, you are always affected by your environment, no matter what it may be. And I believe that our senses become so heightened in every realm because we take it on as a wide open channel. And even with the temperatures, I know Terry will agree with this too. If it's, you know, 90, it probably feels like 120, you know? So likewise, it's nice and crisp and cool, and I'm kind of bouncing off the walls, which I love. And so I could tell then, and with that being said, even the guide energy, the messages, the insane amount of energy that we take on and absorb really flows based on so many things in the environment. And so over time, we learn through experience and wisdom and everything that we take on from others. So, you know, you combine all of that and you realize how very sensitive you all and we all are. And so I feel anxious to get these messages out. I just decided because it was a little cooler this morning, I could kind of run around and come on in and slip into my chair and say, let me think about this. Because you think about the Libra moon and again, going back to the velvet. So I was like, well, this is a little too cushy, but let's see if we can make some sense out of it all. And so I jotted a few things down because I was thinking about even for Aries, you know, what do we want to do with the new moon? And we're thinking about the opposite energy. And for that, for you guys, I want to say like to collaborate or maybe to soften yourselves a little bit and maybe surround yourself with a little fabric, a little velvet, a little something softer to remind yourselves that there is a soft side in there. When we think about the Aries energy, we think about the lamb and the ram. So of course I'm saying to be a little more like that lamb. And we love that because right now that's what's going to work, of course, around any kind of, not only yourselves, but for your partnerships as well. I think for Taurus, it's more about defining the self-love, bringing more beauty into your space. I wrote down, listening to more music to bring more romance into your lives and maybe reflecting a little bit on your own romantic lives as far as, and your hearing feels heightened also. So I strongly feel that as well. I also believe that you are really learning how to heal on the deeper levels, not just on the more shallow or the surface levels. And I know you appreciate that. I think for Gemini, you know, we have, like I said, that freshness, that spark of creativity, that those ideas are really coming through. I think as far as my image for you all was more like stardust in the air. And I'm sure that it's my own fantasizing about the energy being so cool and bright, you know, instead of heavy and like walking in quicksand in those summer months. Definitely. Quelly, I'm sure you're feeling it as well. Good morning. And Patricia, you too. I know that it feels definitely that way. I also want to say, for Gemini, I think it's more of remembering that there are, we could bring in a little bit of that stardust. I think we forget sometimes, but definitely Terry, you too, to really sprinkle the air. And I think that sometimes through our imagery, guys, and sometimes through, and I believe this, especially, you know, the Libra energy is interesting because it is air, but it's also so creative and Venus ruled, and we can really incorporate so many aspects of our own selves through this energy and coming into this moon and on the other side of it, you know, we're going to go into some depth with the transformation energy of what's ahead, the Scorpio vibe. So we love that too. So for Cancer, I was thinking about some of the tension being released because we are preparing for more alignment with the Scorpio energy. And I think there's a lot about balancing your environment and really thinking about your surroundings and letting go of the past, letting love in, really opening yourselves up. I think getting rid of some of that shell protection, you know, that little crab shell, and really going into a softer tone. I like that a lot. I feel like anything that you surround yourself that is brings more softness to your spirit is also very good, or your soul. I think that Leo, I was thinking about the only thing that's going to work in your life right now is authenticity and communicating in truth. I think the right people are going to, you know, what I was getting was like a mirror vibe, like whatever you put out there, you're going to bring back. And a lot of people are going to be listening to you. So that's fantastic. I also feel like when you put that authenticity out there to the world, and if you're holding up a mirror, you know, and it's facing outward, you're only going to pull in the authenticity in a match. And so I felt a lot of that. And gold, of course, is your color. I feel even more than ever, you know, with the Libra energy, go ahead and maybe even purchase a little piece of gold for yourself or something that resembles that tone. Even if you would prefer something soft and luxurious in your home, that's okay too. A gold candle, even. Anything around gold, I think, is very lucky for you right now. I also feel Virgo. I feel like for Virgos, it's time to really receive. I wrote this off to the side for some reason, but for Virgos, it's more about receiving. You know, your productivity doesn't have to always be on go, or your busyness, or whatever it is you're doing for others. It's time to allow things to come to you. So I love that. So maybe what's being said, or what I was intending, was that you can kind of expand in a way in that you're allowing for it to come, because I think sometimes your protectiveness, the Libra energy, the moon just lightens you up a little bit. You're going to receive over and over again. And I love that also. I want to move on to you Libras who are wearing the crowns of the moment. And I feel good about that. I actually saw a vision with her crown. So I love that. You're doing a cosmic reset in this new moon, which I also love. And you're going to absolutely step into more energy and lightness and make sure that light shines. Sometimes around that new moon, like Mark Husson always says again and again, it's always the darkest before the dawn. And so we do have to remember that we are not, you know, just kind of what crown do you want to wear coming into this season? You know, does it look sparkly? Does it look stern? Does it look soft? Does it look floppy? Does it look jeweled? Does it look straight? You know, these kinds of things. How do you want to project yourselves into the world moving forward? And I love that also. And lots of Libras in the room and lots of Libras in my life. I'm very, very grateful for all of you also. I want to come in and move on to Scorpios. I wrote three words down: rest, release, renew. I also love the vibe of closing certain things out to allow for new energy coming in, but also rejuvenating your own spirit. For some reason, I also feel like, you know, we always have this thing about the Scorpio vibe, and we know this in general about Scorpios, that they're not going to miss too much. You know, they're going to uncover it deeply. They're going to really seek and find. They're going to probably not reveal everything about themselves. But right now, I also feel something is coming to them. Surprises are in store. I feel that very, very much. And I also feel it'll come in a very unexpected way. So if you've been waiting for something, a lot of this I feel has to do with the job, like your career, your positioning, your everything like this is very, very strongly changing for you in a better way. So if you lose something, you will replace it. If you're missing something, you will find it. That's what I want to say about Scorpio energy. Sagittarius, we're getting there, guys. I think it's going to be a more social and magical time for you. I think you're going to expand some of what you're believing and you're thinking and you're feeling. I think global energy is even more important than ever. I feel like you're going to plan some travel for spring, even if you have or have been thinking about something big by way of trip. I want to say that a little faith is required to take a little bit of a risk, but go ahead and know that the universe is mirroring faith back to you to remind you to have more faith, and I feel good about that. So that's going to come about. I also believe There's an expansion and a wealth that wants to come in. And sometimes we know that wealth doesn't have to pertain to money, but it has to pertain to something of abundance that we desire. And whether it be love, whether it be money, whether it be new career, whether it be a new home, whatever it may be, I think it comes in any way that you dream of at this time. So I love that. I feel like I'm missing something. All right, I feel good about that. All right, let's move on. Have a nice time. Lots of love to you too, Laura. I see that. Thank you. Keisha, good morning to you as well. All right, let's move on to Capricorn and think about your leadership taking over. I think you're going to really take charge in your own lives. I feel like you're going to make some bold new moves. And I feel like anything having to do with more harmony in your life reaps a lot of rewards, benefits, blessings, a lot of things that you've been waiting for after a deep, deep transformation. This is going to be your time. And so I feel a lot of new chapters opening. You know, sometimes when we close certain doors, and this is for all of you, of course, when we're closing certain doors, we wait for those, you know, if we close the door, it feels a little dark. We feel shut off. We feel enclosed. We feel there's nothing going on, you know, and it's kind of a bittersweet end, or it's a time of reflection and things like that. And I feel like after that happens, there's a space in between before we start brand new, but I see new doors flying open for you, which I absolutely love, and it's your time. So that's also, and I wrote down doors opening. So there you go. I think the word of the moment for Aquarius would be expansion. I love that Pluto energy settling in. How many of you felt that Pluto shift? Because I definitely did, and I'm sure many of you had from retrograde, you know, going direct. So that is very, very big on for you guys, widening your horizons, just really, really feeling your freedom again, or recognizing what it's going to take and what you have to change to get back some of that freedom. And so I love that also. I think geographically, you can actually consider change as well. So we love that. And I really feel like you're going generally into a very powerful time. And that's obvious with Pluto sitting on your, I always say those planets are sitting on your heads, but I definitely see expansion. So we love that for you. And last but not least, Pisces, for the new moon. I felt more release and also bringing in, no, Capricorn, I'm on Pisces now. I went to Aquarius, now I'm at Pisces. Good morning, Lori, and good morning, Nadine. And I'm coming into the room in a second, and I'm going to answer all your questions. I just had this in my mind, and I wanted to share a little bit for everyone this morning. I think your intimate world is going to have a shakeup. I also believe wholeheartedly that there are deeper soul connections that want to come into your life. So let love flow, or let it happen. And it doesn't even have to be about any love or romance. It could just simply be about people who want to come into your world. Anything that has fallen away is also going to be, there's renewal that's possible. So if you think something is done and over with, it is not. Or if it is, then it's going to be replaced by something even better, okay? So let me come on in. I'm coming back to the chat room. Thank you for all of you connecting today. And I want to take your questions, so I want to see who's first in the room. And good morning, Lara, to you too. Keisha Angel, hello. Who am I missing? Who has a question for me? And I did see Kat, who I don't know what she said, but I know she's here. Let me come on back to it. Hold on now. Um, Lori, the main point was new chapters.
Yeah, that was what I had said. Yeah, it was about like out. It's like if something feels closed, like doors closing, and then it's okay to kind of sit and wait. And where's your new beginning? And now doors are going to fly open. That's what I said for caps. Okay.
All right. Okay. Let's look at the procedure for Lara first. And she's having it on Wednesday. Okay. Let's take a look. I know you're worried. And you know what? This is very interesting because sometimes we synchronize, you know, throughout connecting and things like that. And there's a lot of this topic right now, Larry. You're definitely not alone in the world. And I'm sorry you're going through this. Let's just take a look at you, okay?
I know you're going to be just fine. I don't feel anything extreme or unusual, which is good. Of course, I can't give medical advice, but I am going to try to take a peek at you and see how everything looks ahead. I know that it feels like they're going to, of course, they're going to do the right thing, but it feels very, how do I say, status quo, nothing crazy, you know? So I like that. Sometimes neutrality, sometimes normalcy is good. And these kinds of things. And I do see your worry. Now, to me, it looks like there's two different things. And then I see a little recovery here. And I do believe ahead, everything is, it looks very, very good. You have someone who really knows what they're doing ahead. Now, but I'm seeing two more, there's two visits, if this makes any sense. I see the one procedure and then I see something of a follow-up and I feel like you're going to do very, very well. I see one specific expert who is excellent at what they do and you're going to be in very, very good hands, okay? So please let us know. Your recovery looks good. Take it easy afterwards. It's very, very important. And lots of love to you. And please come back and let us know how you're doing, okay? All right, Lois, hello and good morning to you. It's so nice to see you here. I hope you're doing well. I'm just going to go through here and take on some more questions. Kat has a very big and special. She says she has a talk this weekend. She's hoping to channel the best of what I can offer. Do I see anything? Let's take a look. I actually see you looking very good. I feel like you have, I don't know if you have something to wear, chosen to wear, but I don't know why they're showing me this. I feel like shading of light to dark and they're showing me light. I don't know if you've chosen something yet, but I'm also getting, I don't know why, because I would normally lean to dark. Maybe it's a scarf or something like this. I don't know. There's something about it that almost looks like a cream color or beige, something like a neutral tone. Very, very soft. Very, I don't know. I don't know if it's a scarf. I don't know if you're wearing a scarf. I don't know what you're planning on doing there, but there's something very strongly coming in about what you're wearing. And so if you let me know. I'm going to look for you in the room and let me know how that feels to you or if it even makes any sense yet, because I feel for some reason I'm looking at three different possible things to wear and I don't know if that's, you know, and I have three totally different color schemes in my mind, too. So come back and share and let's, like, guide that or let's try to see what the guides say about that and see how you do with that. But I do know you're going to do really, really well with your talk. And let's see, okay? All right, here we go.
The only thing that I am getting is a little bit of a, I don't know if this is something from someone you've known before, or was it something a little delayed or something like this, or the maybe the time will shift a little bit. There's some kind of alteration. There's like a little change like that, but everything looks really good, really peaceful. And I love that. So come back and share and let me know how it goes. It looks pretty smooth, but for some reason I'm wondering if it was going to be done before and then you rescheduled it, or I'm not necessarily getting a rescheduling this time, but I definitely feel something. It looks very, very positive. I just see something about the time shifting, or that, you know. And I don't mean that like there's going to be a cancellation. I just see a little delay. So it's almost like if you were talking at 10, it may be 10:30. Or if you were talking about 11, it may be 4. You know, something different like this. But it looks great. All right. And let's see how you do. And you come back and share and let me know. Okay. Good morning, Lynn and Michelle. Shell, good morning to you. Kat, lots of luck. I feel like you're going to be amazing. And you come back and let us know. And yes, I do believe the right things will come through. All right, let me jump to Becky. And good morning, Miss Becky. She says, I have a career question. Oh, let's take a look. She wants to know if she's getting a promotion or staying in the same position. I'm actually happy about the your boss. All right, let's take a look. All right, here we go, Becky. I tend to feel like you're overdue too. But let me see. All right. You're so good in your position. You know, sometimes they used to say, don't let them see what you can do because that might be, it may keep you there. But I'm actually feeling news in April. So let me take a look. You are definitely overworking, young lady. Oh yeah, you're going to get some more news, but I'm still thinking they're going to keep you there. And again, it goes back to being great at what you do, you know. It's a little soon to be literally predicting it. I want to see what happens because sometimes somewhere between the second and the fourth month of next year, let's take another look and see how it's going, because right now I don't see it moving, but I do believe by then, because you're like, you've been doing this. You're so good. And we know you're good at what you do. You've been doing this for so long. You're so overworked and all these other things, but I tend to think there's other changes in the air you don't know about yet. So right now you may sit still. And then let's take a look after the new year and really see what happens or how it changes or alters. Because it feels like everybody's balls are up in the air over there. Like nobody knows who's on first or what's going to happen when this happens. Nobody's made any clear decisions like this. Let's see how it looks afterwards, okay?
If that makes any sense, between the second and fourth month of the new year, and we'll look, come back and ask me again, and let's see how it changes. I have a very strong sense, even though I don't see it yet, that it's going to change at that time. I also don't think she's the only one leaving, and I don't know why, but that's how it, what it, I just... I don't. It'll make a lot more sense then, okay? All right, good luck, sweetie. I'll talk to you again about it soon. I'm glad you're here. And I feel right now, just sit tight. I don't see you leaving. I see you releasing some burdens, actually. It would be really good if you had a little more help. But at the same time, I do think you like, you know, taking care of things your way and stuff like that, so... I think you're doing really, really well. And you'll come back and tell us what's happening, okay? All right, let me just take another look here. I'm coming back to the top. I feel like I missed someone. Suzanne, it's great that you're here also. Renee, you as well. Jean, let's take a look at you. Jean has a birthday on Saturday. Happy birthday to you. It's interesting. I think the Scorpio energy is really big, not just for this cycle ahead, but this year it seems like, you know, I say Scorpios abound, you know, it just felt like every, you know, any corner you go around, a Scorpio can pop out of nowhere. And usually you're less visible than that, but I do feel a lot of you out and about. It's funny. And it's almost like, when, I don't know, I don't want to say when it rains, it pours, Scorpios, but I feel like that lately. And I think the energy is very, very strong and powerful, which means you're going through a lot of transformation and a lot of new beginnings. So I really like that too. So let's take a peek, okay? All right, hold on now. I think a little rest is in order for you, young lady. I also feel a lot of things around, and I know I don't want to go too far, but I'll say this. There's a lot of ancestral, like ancestor connection, or perhaps really focusing on something pertaining to maybe the family finances, or perhaps... even there's like an estate energy, but honestly, I'm also seeing a big family tree. I don't know if you're tapping into this. I don't know if something happened that you're uncovering, or maybe studying some of the family bloodline or anything. Like I'm even thinking ancestry.com or any of these things, you know, but there's something about that. And I also, you know, I'm feeling like maybe in a general sense this coming year you're going to add some excitement. So if you've been a little on the tired side, or maybe a little even down, you know, where you feel like, oh, you don't have the energy that you normally have, I think this year is going to usher in some new energy for you. And I also feel like maybe there's a study or something you get into about all of this and learning where your whole
it's almost like going back, and I know this is crazy, but I'm like in the 1500s to the 1800s. You may go back that far, and I don't know if you're interested in any of this, but for some reason they're taking us back there, really getting into the, maybe digging into some genealogy or something like this, like a new, you know, like interest. It's so interesting that they're bringing it right up. The other thing is just working on your foundation and your ground and your everyday world. And I do feel like also expansion for you, in that you may want to open up and broaden your horizons a little bit. I love that. I feel very, very good about that. But learning or writing, I don't know if you're writing, Jean. I think you're going to be doing some writing. And like, even if it's journaling, something about, like, I don't know if you've been tapping into your family, maybe your past loved ones, this type of thing, like the mediumship energy, whatever this is coming through you. I feel very, very strongly about that, and about even maybe even the little study of your DNA or something like this, like truly going back and appreciating, acknowledging this aspect and these parts of who you are. More rest is definitely going, you know, I could sit here when we have trouble maybe sleeping or resting, or we have a lot on our mind and we're going through a lot and we're taking care of a lot. I think it's more challenging. Even if you're cleaning anything up from the past or past loved ones or anything in the family, this type of thing, I think when we're going through this stuff, a lot weighs on our brain. And no matter what I say, it's so easy to tell someone to get more rest. And when you can't, you just can't. So meaning to settle your mind, But I think a really good, you know how they have these little sleep videos, or I mean audios, or any kind of thing like that. I could see some meditation coming, and then waking up in the morning and doing a little journaling, sleeping deeper, this kind of thing. And I do hope you have a wonderful birthday Saturday, and we'll see you right afterwards, I hope, next week, and we'll see how you're doing then, okay? And this may not make sense yet, because it's just like out of nowhere, but I really do feel this is what you're going to tap into coming up ahead. And please come back and share and let us know. Also, you're going to be clearing out a little bit of disappointment and going into a happier environment. Like, it's almost like if we look at the Five of Cups, which is a lot of disappointment or sadness from the past, and I'm specifically speaking about this to you today, because if you, whatever is disappointing, now your life, so let's say if you've been disappointed by others and or whatever, let's say moving forward, we go into the Six of Cups energy, which is happier memories of childhood and home, happier memories of our feelings, our thoughts, our, and being inspired by some kind of childlike vibe to write, journal, create, any kind of thing like this. And maybe even visiting, or if you're not in, at your birthplace, even going back to some of those memories and some of that energy. And I feel all that. So going from the 5 to 6 is really good. You're going to have a much better 26. I feel that. Lara says, the Insight Timer app has great meditations and music for sleeping, and YouTube does also. Thank you for that. I appreciate you sharing. And Jean, again, happy birthday, sweetie. Now let's take a look at who's next. I'm coming back in. And I hope you guys are having a happy Monday. I know right before that moon, does anyone have any new moon plans? Does anyone have any anything they do as far as ceremony goes or anything like that to honor this new moon tomorrow? It would be great for you to share. Let's take a look. Hi, Randy. Thank you for being here also. All right. Let me look at Shell. Good morning to you.
She says she would love a reading about her job. Do I see her staying or finding something else?
Well, I'm definitely getting a bright new beginning.
Right off the top of the head. Let me take a look. See where you're at. Anyone else?
Everyone is saying that the insight timer is awesome. So there you go, Jean. Hopefully she's listening. Let me know what you felt about what I said and shared. And
I hope you have a fun plan. All right, let's take a look. Michelle's job, but I am getting a lot of cup energy, a lot of emotional new feelings, I want to call them. And you will have some options coming, but I feel like you're going to be super happy about what happens next. Now, here's what I want to say, Shell, because I feel like the only way you'd be staying is if you were happy, because the only thing I see ahead is a lot of happiness. And it's interesting because they are showing me the position of, like, I literally pulled the Knight of Pentacles, which is more of the employment card. But if this is not making you happy, you are definitely going into something else that does. And that's literally how I'm answering it, because that's literally what they're saying, okay? Please let me know how you feel about that. But I really believe, you know, even before this month is over, I see a lot of happiness, and not in a romantic tone. I'm not saying it that way. I feel like overall you'll be feeling good about it. So if you don't sense or feel any kind of renewal and you're making any kind of crazy sacrifices to be where you are, then you're going to go somewhere else. There's no question in my mind, and you're going to get what you want. And that's how I want to look into, like, read into it. Okay. You come back and let us know. All right. Let me go ahead and come back in the room. I feel like I'm missing someone. Laura had a question. Micah's back left hip, her little puppy. Honestly, I don't even want to over-energize it, but I'm feeling that what you're doing is perfect, and I really feel like she's going to be okay. I want to also say right now, less is more, especially with this moon. I also know some of you are saying that you're dreaming. There's a lot of crazy dreams going on around here also. So I concur. I really agree with that. There's a lot of dreaming going on. I feel really strongly about that as well. And sometimes we have a lot of, you know, if we're having scary dreams, or if we're having any kind of messages coming through our dreams, sometimes, you know, we want to take it to the extreme a little bit. But we also have to remember there are hidden messages in our dreams, or there are, our fears are coming in and playing on the table and saying, here, we're going to show you this to see if you can kind of overcome this, you know. But remember, there's all different layers of truths in our dreams, and there's also a lot of fear. So we have to kind of differentiate what that means at specific intervals, and try not to take it all the way literally and things like that. You know, that's all I want to say about that right now. But there is a lot of that going on. Tara said they've been keeping her up at night. I think there's a lot there. It does seem like it's in the air, but I think we have to remember now, and I'm sure Mark mentioned this too. You know, this is that time of year when that veil gets more, like, you know, thin, and soon we're going to go through our change of, you know, deeper season, change of time, change of light and dark and things like that.
And we definitely feel that veil getting thinner. I think I was laughing because Serena and I were attempting to put some Halloween. We were talking about the Halloween vibe, you know, and we had, there were last night, for some reason, for the first time here, I ran into like literally a bat over my head and it kind of freaked me out. And, you know, Stephen doesn't make much of these things coming from North Carolina. And I was laughing, but I keep going back to it because I was like, wow, I haven't seen, you know, it's this perfect time of year for bats to show up. Like, why? But it is in the air, you know? So I think we were getting that little bit of spooky vibe, that Scorpio vibe and things like that. And I don't know, it really reminded me that this is the time of year that everything is so accessible, you know? So I like that. All right, let me see something now. Kat has come back. And Anne, I want to say good morning to you as well. I'm glad. A late appearance is better than no appearance, so I appreciate you being with us today. Okay, Kat is saying she has a soft green jumper, a soft pink top. The date was a bit back and forth. There was a more chatting before the talk. Yeah, I feel that too. There's something about the timing, so I feel it too. But I know it's going to happen successfully, of course, at the end of the day. I like that soft green, and I like the soft pink. And I'm thinking the color I saw was the soft pink. Yeah, I could definitely plug it into my vision for you. So I hope that makes sense. But I like that soft green too. As long as it's not too green, because this is a lighter color, it made a lot of sense. I'm not about the other outfit. Honestly, they were saying no black. I have no idea why. And usually I'm the opposite, you know, if I'm thinking about it. But this was, you weren't looking like that at all in any kind of black. So to me, I like the soft green, I think, first, second, pink top, okay? All right, you come back and let me know how you do. And let me know how that plan goes, because it does feel a little wishy-washy to me also, but then the outcome looks great. All right, let's take a look at who else is here. And thank you so much, everybody. Keisha. All right, Keisha, let's take a peek at you. You know, this is for you and this is for all of you. And it's very sometimes, I think the vibe of the moon. And, you know, sometimes we don't know in definitive terms what's happening next, and we have to pull in some blind faith, some trust in the universe, and really, really knowing and learning how to enjoy the moment with some of the balls up in the air. Because it doesn't seem, maybe we're, and Keisha, this is for you, but for all of you, really, it doesn't really seem definitive, direct, linear. Nothing seems clear in a sense that it is matter of fact, like a complete tone of it's going to be this way or that way. And this is like really for the whole picture of what's happening in your world right now. And really, I feel like it is so good to not know, or perhaps to allow for a little grayness instead of white and black, you know? It's like shades of gray, beautiful shades of gray. You could pull in some pink and purple and things like that and bring in some little, you know, more color into your world. And at the same time, I think it is so meant to be to heighten, maybe heighten some of your skills, your gifts, it's almost like in the fog. And I'm not saying you're foggy, but in the fog or of your world right now, that the faith that comes with it, the sense of being okay, the trust in
your higher power, God, the universe, however you say it, all of these things are going to ring really, really true. And you're coming into a much more transformative and powerful time. Maybe that light hasn't shown up yet on that one thing you're supposed to do or that direction you're supposed to be going. But you are going to find so much. It's almost like acting like a Pisces in some way. Don't take this the wrong. It's almost like allowing. It's a very Neptunian vibration that I'm picking up on for you, but it's also allowing yourself to not know yet and to really look at what can be created out of that, and that what magic wants to come to you, or what blessings want to come to you, where, and it's not one direction, you know, it's definitely out of nowhere, and miracles happen out of nowhere, and really believing and having faith in that is really, really special. And I feel like that's what's coming next. Okay. And I love that. And I'm grateful that you're here, and I'm super happy that you're here, okay? All right, everyone. Let me just see one more thing. Serena, I want to say thank you for everything. And I do believe with this moon, I do feel the same way for all of you, because I tried to pull another card and message for you all, and I actually pulled the same one I pulled for Keisha after shuffling, so I want to keep it that way. So it's almost like it's okay, you know how they say that some who wander are not never lost, or you're not lost, and I think you can allow for a little bit of that. It's also very seventh house energy, very bringing a little more luxury into your lives, or something that comforts you in that way, and even in a materialistic way in some way. Terry just said that Neptune is retrograding into Pisces on the 22nd, staying at 29 degrees, so clarity fuzzy until the end of January. No worries, ride it. Thank you for that. Oh, this is going to be fun, I'm sure. And I love that. So I appreciate it completely. Lots and lots of love to all of you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, everyone. Thank you so, so much for being here. Serena, thank you for being our producer. I'll see you guys next week. Happy new moon, everyone. Yeah, not all who wander are lost. That's right. It's definitely going to be an adventure. You're going to be okay, Lara, I promise. Have a good week, everyone. You too, I, Randy. I'm going to talk to you next week. Bye now.